And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Mexa is sick, but boy, oh boy, we have our backup guy, Corey Sandin, is here. We're going to be talking some fishing here with Captain Blaine Anderson from Shimano. This is going to be some kind of show here with lots of different stuff and lots of new techniques that you're going to learn, so stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Kopreski of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pete, the landings are empty. Fish are biting.
Dude, I mean, we haven't seen the docks this empty behind the world headquarters here in a long time.
Hey,
that must be mean it's biting, huh?
From the calicos are biting? I mean, yeah. It's like near limits on the half-day boat.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's a little early, though, for that limits, huh?
I don't know about early. Yeah. I just think it, like, caught us off guard because we had a, you know, a little colder water and, you know, just things happening this spring.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden we have no wind, warmer temperatures, and the water spikes, huh?
I love it.
Bring it on. Yeah. And then the bluefin bite, the calicos bite, the yellows are around.
I know.
Yeah.
A mix of everything.
Yeah. Catching them. And, boy, we have a great guest today from Shimano with us from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Blaine Anderson. Captain Blaine Anderson. Good morning, Blaine.
Hey, Blaine.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great to have you. Of course, a lot of people got to meet you at the PCS show in the Shimano booth there, teaching techniques about jigging, right?
Yeah, we talk quite a bit about jigging out there at that show. It's really, really starting to catch on to the West Coast, and we've got a lot of products coming out to make it even easier.
Yeah, that's Shimano's like setting the trend for not only rod and reel, but jigs and everything, line, the whole thing.
Yeah. It was really cool talking to people out there. It's amazing how differently things are done from the East Coast to the West Coast. But at the end of the day, it's all extremely effective, and it really just comes down to really fine-tuning your technique.
I have to ask, Blaine, is it as popular on the East Coast with bigger fish? I mean, like, I'm comparing it to the bluefin out here, like, you know, the possibility of a 250-pound bluefin on the jigging stuff?
Absolutely. Even more so, I shouldn't say more so, but yes. So originally I'm from the Northeast. Prior to working for Shimano, I guided for 15 years up, specifically out of Connecticut, but it's a real small area. We didn't have to go far to find, both yellowfin and bluefin. But like you guys, in the last several years, the bluefin tuna fisheries really just kind of fired up the class of fish that they are getting up there now on any kind of tackle is just mind-blowing. We're doing on spinning gear. I've been involved in a couple of photo and video shoots up there, and I still get to go home from time to time and fish. In the last few times up there, it's we've had fish in the 400-pound range on spinning gear with jigs. You know, it's a crapshoot because you don't know when you drop if you're going to get that easy to fight 60 to 80 pound bluefin, or you're going to hook something you just can't stop, and it doesn't matter. But you know, from topwaters to jigs, with the popularity now and just the availability of it, a lot of guys are jigging just because it is so fun. But the big difference between the East Coast and West Coast is you guys there are almost exclusively slow pitch, where out here it's more of a mix, more traditional speed jig style, and within that, the majority of those people are using spinning gear.
Which is almost unheard of out here, right? So first, let's tackle the difference between slow pitch and speed jigging. What's the difference between those two methods?
Sure. So traditionally, you know, speed jigging is what really Shimano and specifically Dave Pfeiffer introduced into North America years ago when the butterfly jigging system hit.
Yeah.
And it's always been a traditional speed jig where you are with a very rapid retrieve and pumping of the rod, you get a very erratic action out of the jig on its way through the water column. And what you're doing there is you're imitating a fleeing bait fish. You're triggering those strikes versus the slow pitch method now, where your bites are coming on the drop of the jig, and you're now imitating a wounded or dying bait fish. So it's just two completely different methods. And while you can fish both effectively anywhere in the water column, the slow pitch technique is generally within the bottom 50 feet where we are on the East Coast. The big difference between where we fish here and where you guys are is that out there, it very quickly gets into thousands of feet of water, where some of our biggest bluefin, when we're jigging or topwater, anything up in the Cape Cod area in Massachusetts and Rhode Island, more often than not, we're in less than 200 feet of water.
Wow.
It's completely different. And even the jigging here out of Charleston, it's the jigging we have here is absolutely unbelievable. But we have to go 35 miles before we break the 90-foot mark. Yeah. So within that, there's lots of artificial reefs, natural live bottom. There's all kinds of stuff that helps to kind of spread the pressure out so there's no one spot that's getting hammered. And through that, we've documented probably, I think we're close to 40 different species on jigs here in Charleston alone.
Yeah, I talked to Dave about the variety of fishing there. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
He is
absolutely loving life out here. Actually, yesterday, I haven't had a chance to talk to him, but yesterday he was out blue marlin fishing.
Blue marlin fishing. How about
that?
Yeah,
the bite is insane here right now with sales and blue marlin. The marina that we keep our boat in, within the last week, there's been multiple boats that have had 7 and 9 fish days on marlin.
On marlin.
In addition to
it,
yeah.
A blue marlin. That's crazy.
Yes,
no, the fishery there, and then you have an inshore fishery and stuff. But before we tackle that, because we've got a lot of things to tackle, I want to go back to the spinning thing. And why is it, other than being hard-headed West Coasters, why is it that we haven't adapted the spinning thing if it's so popular on the East Coast?
That's a real good question. Honestly, I think it started here because, again, it was more of a traditional speed jig. And when you get into the bigger reels needed, your 14,000s and so forth, the line recovery is so much faster. We're talking 50, mid-50 inch per turn of the handle. So now when you are jigging this through the water column and trying to elicit a reaction strike, you want to cover as much water as you can. It's not as critical now when you're using slow pitch, a flat fall type jig. Things have changed now on the conventional side as well, where you go back even 3 years ago and say the Stella spinning reel or even the Twin Powers were putting out more drag than some of the bigger Talikas. So that was also another factor. But now with, as we saw last year when we introduced the new Talica 12 and 16A with Infinity Drive, it not only has boosted the drag, but it's made the cranking powers a whole lot easier. Prior to that, with these big fish, between the speed of the reel, the power of the reel, and the drag, for the East Coast application, that was the way to go.
Yeah, and so
and a lot of us out here are still reeling left-handed.
Okay, so do you have a better advantage on landing fish on a spinning reel, do you feel, than you do on a conventional reel?
I think ultimately you have you probably have more control over the fish with a conventional, especially on the sport boats. Keep in mind out here, we don't have the big long range boats. Access is much easier. There's a ton of private boats. It's just a whole lot easier. Yeah. But again, with that line recovery and the drag, that gap has now been closed a little bit, with Talica last year and some new stuff that we're coming out with at ICAST this year. It's not as big a gap as it was. I think with big fish, the mechanics are a little bit different, especially on a long range boat where you guys are fighting them from the rail and you've got leverage, versus a private boat or with spinning gear where you're fighting with the butt of the rod in your hip or with a small cushion on your belly, and you're able to lean back on that rod with your arm fully extended. So now you're not wearing your arms out as much, and it's, you're putting your body weight into it. There's a mechanical advantage in that as well.
Gotcha. Now,
if that makes sense.
You mentioned Infinity Drive in the new Talica 12 and 16A.
Yeah.
Explain Infinity Drive.
So Infinity Drive it means two different things. In our spinning reels, it's a little bit different design. The conventional now, it's been a game changer with that, and we've also now got it in the new Osea Jigger lever drag, that little 2500 size.
Oh,
but what we've done,
sweet.
It is an amazing reel, but it is amazing because of Infinity Drive. And what Infinity Drive is on the conventional side is we've gone to two drag washers, and unlike some others that are on the market, both of our drag washers are on the A side of the reel, meaning the side of the reel with the handle the gears and the drag. What that has allowed us to do now is you've got more surface area, obviously, with two drag washers. So in a lever drag situation, you're getting more out of that without doing as much. But in that also, it has allowed us to change the supporting gears and mechanisms in there, and it removes the side load on that reel when you're fighting a fish, and it gives you up to 40% more winding power under a load. So it is
incredible.
Well, it's mind blowing, and it's very smooth, obviously, but you really see it when it's side by side with a reel that doesn't have it. And that's one of the displays we're actually working on now for ICAST, is to show side by side previous generation reels up against the new ones and reeling against a heavy weight. It is absolutely incredible. And it does the same thing, just it's obviously housed a little bit differently, but it does the same thing on the spinning reel side, where bottom line is it gives you a lot more winding power under load. And I will never forget the first time I experienced it, where I had we were out jigging here in Charleston, and I had a Saragossa SW when we finally introduced Infinity Drive into that. I had a new reel with me. I had an older reel, and of course, I'm going to fish the new one, and we were having a great day. But throughout the day, between, you know, bite-offs and changing jigs and whatnot, my leader got shorter and shorter, and the action was so good, I didn't want to take the time to retie, so I just threw it in a rod holder and grabbed my old setup with the previous generation of Saragossa. I dropped that down. I thought my reel was broken. I was like, what the heck is wrong with this thing? It's like, it made that much of a difference.
Wow.
And we're hearing this. Yeah, we're hearing the same thing from the guys that are jigging with the Osea Jigger lever drag now. Guys like you met Benny Ortiz. I was recently in Panama with him doing some jigging there. He was I did an in-store event with him last week in Florida, and he was telling me he had some friends out the previous weekend and had brought a couple of those reels with him and let his friends try them, and they were just totally geeking out. They were calling it the fish elevator.
I just put my hands on one of those 25 Osea lever drag reels.
Yep.
And it seems so small. Can you catch a 200 pounder on that?
100%. So, funny story. It's got almost the same line capacity as the 4000. It's just not quite as big a spool. So when I went down to Panama, we were specifically targeting deeper water. So we jigged up to 800 or 900 feet, almost 900 feet on the bottom. So we specifically went down with very light braid. Benny and I were both spooled. We went down with 20 pound
Power Pro.
And I had
Power Pro Max Quattro or just straight Power Pro?
Max Quattro. And I had 1,100 yards on that reel of a 20 pound Max Quattro. Yeah. But even with that light line, Benny had, he had a yellowfin that was a little over 60 pounds. Not a huge fish by any means, but he had it in the boat in 5 minutes. I had one that we were estimating somewhere between 110 and 120 to the boat in 11 minutes.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Wow. I can't wait to use it. So, okay, so for out here application, the Osea 25 lever drag jigger, what would you put on it if you're targeting a 100, 200 pound bluefin? What power
would you
put?
Honestly, you know, 80-pound to 65-pound Max Quattro, you're gonna be fine on. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I want to say 65-pound Power Pro, you're pushing close to 350 yards.
Wow.
So now if that were 65 Max Quattro, you're now the diameter of a 50, and that puts you closer to 500 yards.
Wow.
That's a pretty good amount.
Yeah. It is. And in that lever drag, there are two gear ratios, right? There's a HG, or high gear, and there's an MG. So most of your guys out there, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference one way or the other. You know, the HG is, I want to say, 46 inches of line every time you turn the handle versus 42 on the lower gear ratio.
The MG. Yeah, that's not a huge difference, but you'd have a little bit, maybe if you had the MG, you'd have a little bit more turning power on a big fish?
You would.
Yeah.
You would. So most of the guys that are doing the deeper fishing are using the HG just because of the line recovery. It's just more efficient when you're doing drop after drop after drop. You're up and onto the next drop. You're just, it's more effective.
Yeah. Wow. Fantastic. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show. We've just scratched the surface of Benny. We haven't even talked about what I want to talk about is that inshore fishing in Charleston,
right?
His striper experiences and all that kind of stuff. We've got a lot of show here and a lot of Shimano product knowledge too, which we're going to learn a lot here. And we're giving away a phenomenal prize thanks to Shimano too.
So crazy. I mean, Blaine has so much to share and we've got so much to learn, right?
Yeah.
So giving away, Pete touched on it here. We're giving away a Torium 20 HG. How about that, man? We give away the
fantastic reel,
right? To one lucky caller or one lucky texter. So we'll flip a coin at the end of the show. And man, join us, man. We have just such a cool show ahead. Not only having Blaine, but we got cool fish reports. We'll be taking your texts and calls. Send us a text. That's done only via the app. It's a super free download. If you don't know by now, super easy to do. Send us a text right there. It says text the show. It's a one way deal. So you want to make sure that you do leave your name and telephone number on there, so we have a way to contact you if you win the Torium 20 HG. Or you can call us right now. We've got one open line that's all yours. 213-432-1090. That's the way to do it there. I'll give it to you again. 213-432-1090. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have more with Blaine Anderson from Shimano. Like I said, we've got cool fish reports coming up. The fishing's been great. We're going to be right back. It's Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090, and the ESPN Radio.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Cook, captain of the Fat Tuna from the hit Nat Geo television show Wicked Tuna. The tuna are biting in San Diego, and right now, I would like to invite you to come fishing with me on the Liberty for the annual two-day Tuna Wars trip on June 25th and 26th. This trip is a wonderful opportunity to support Friends of Rollo, as all the proceeds raised benefit the Rollo program to take more kids fishing. If you would like to join me on this adventure, please contact Howard at RolloKids.org for more information, or visit RolloKids.org. If you can't make the trip, plan on attending the captain's reception on Sunday, June 23 at Dana Landing, where you can meet me as well as Captain Dave Marciano and Nancy Marciano of the Hard Merchandise. The three of us are looking forward to meeting you and sharing this great evening. See you all soon.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, it didn't take long. The lines are all lit up. But
yeah,
if you want to stand by, want to call, does drop 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Ton of texts coming through.
Lots of texts coming through, yeah.
We're giving away a Shimano Torium 20HG.
And man, a chance to talk to Blaine Anderson from Shimano about all kinds of, I know, Corey, you're going to quiz him about that inshore stuff, man.
Right?
I know that.
I know it.
I see you in Charleston there with a Tranks 200 or 300 in your hand, man, casting
a redfish or trout.
Exactly, yeah.
Yellow.
Hey, we just heard from Bob Cook. The Rollo Wheel Week giveaway is in full steam right now. You have 25 chances to win, $25 a ticket. If you want to get in on that, 951-264-7382, win at RolloKids.org. And that's one promotion that Rollo has. The other one, of course, is Tuna Wars. And there's actually spots available to go fishing with Bob on the Liberty, which will be really cool. And you can learn all about this at RolloKids.org. Of course, all the money raised goes to taking kids fishing. But I was pretty excited. I was just telling Corey, we're going to have Bob Cook, Dave Marciano, Nancy Marciano on Let's Talk Hook up here just before the event in June, the end of June. They'll be broadcasting with us at the end of June here on Let's Talk Hook Up. That's going to be a fun show. But do jump on the boats with those guys. There's a few spots left. Again, just go to RolloKids.org and check that out. And boy, oh boy, these guys want to talk to Blaine, so let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Daniel? We'll start with Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, guys. I have a question for Blaine. I was able to get a hold of the new Talica 12A. Are you guys doing the 10 also? I know you guys have the 16, but I really like the 10 also. That 12 is just, it's a perfect reel.
Yeah. So currently we only have the 12 and 16. There will be different sizes coming, but it's kind of a manufacturing capacity issue where we can't do the entire lineup at one time because of the tooling involved. But we do have plans for other sizes coming
down the road. But like you say, Talica 10, man, I love that reel. Caught a lot of big fish on that reel,
yep,
for sure. Hey, stay tuned. I know AgCast coming up, which is a traditional place that you introduce a lot of products. There's going to be a lot of stuff for us West Coast people coming out?
There is going to be some stuff coming, both on the rod and reel side. On the saltwater specifically, there will be a bunch more on the freshwater. So I am, my title within Shimano is the saltwater product marketing manager. So I work specifically on the saltwater side and those products coming. There is going to be some cool stuff you guys are going to like for sure.
Yeah, you're talking our language,
right?
Right? That's the deal, saltwater, for sure.
Yep.
Hey, I have a great text here from Colin in Chula Vista, and he says, good morning, great show, always. I have a question for Blaine. I have a three-day coming up on the Pacific Queen, and I'm looking to add a speed jigging rod and reel to my combo of arsenal for a day and night use. I believe narrowed it down to a PE 4 to 8, but not sure how to determine a reel to match. Can you explain a little bit about Osea jiggers and its different sizes and their intended applications?
So the Osea jigger family, we start at a 1500. We go, and these are star dragged. So a 1500 to a 2000, and then we jump up to the 4000. The 4000, because of line capacity and drag, most people are doing a 4,000 HG size. When you get down in the 2,000s, it's just, it doesn't have what you will need for tuna out there. The 4,000, if you were to do, say 80 pound max quattro, you'd be well over 500 yards. So it's got plenty of line. The drag on a 4,000 is, I want to say, 40 pounds of drag, which is, yeah, it's more than enough. And while the 4,000 doesn't yet have infinity drive, the handle configuration on that gives you an absolute, it's just a ton of winding power. So I would certainly, if you're going to go conventional, I would certainly look at the Osea 4000. That's kind of hands down in my mind.
So, okay, so 4,000 versus the 25 lever
yeah.
drag.
You versus the lever drag, then it's more of a toss-up, to be honest with you. And I guess having fished both, if I had to make a decision right now, I'd probably go with the 2,500 lever drag, only because it's smaller, it's lighter, it's more compact. If you're out there jigging all night for multiple days, I think it's just going to be more comfortable in your hand.
And would you still have the stopping power quattro on it?
Yeah, you could get away with 80. I'm thinking if you did max quattro on that, you'd still be close to 350 yards. But again, if you stepped down to 65 pound max quattro, then you're closer to 500 yards. Yeah. But either way, I mean, if you use more than 300 yards of line, you got bigger problems.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
The good text from Colin. Hey, let's head south down to Smokies. And let's talk to our good buddy Chris from Smokies Curing Company and Cantina in Los Barriles. Morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Pedro, Corey, buenos dias. How we doing, guys?
Buenos dias, amigo. We're doing fantastic. Want to know how the fishing is in the East Cape.
Excited to hear.
Well, I got some better news for you this week, guys. It was a great, great week of striped marlin fishing, man. That bite really heated up. You know, it's been pretty slow lately with reportedly a lot of those stripers were further down south, but they started moving. We started moving a little bit north, and man, we had a great week right there. You know, off Friley's, Cabo Pulmo, I'd say about 48 miles out. Lots of striped marlin out there. Guys are having a lot of fun. And matter of fact, McCara was out the other day with a group that targeted them. They caught four. That's not uncommon. A lot of striped marlin out there. So that was really good. Catching them on Ballyhoo, trolling lures. And we've got some Judalito Verdes, those green jacks out there. So really, really fun day and really nice sizes out there, too. As far as Dorado, there's still some Dorado numbers. Not as hot as it has been, but right, same place. Go to the lighthouse at Punta Reina, troll around in that little bay there at El Rincon and Las Barracas, and mix in with those African pompano. And, you know, we don't get those, you know, all year long, so it's kind of nice to have those around. The silver lining on the week was there's tuna. They've been quite a bit south, but they're also moving north. Guys, we're finding them out at El Ferrito, El Amon, and Desiladeras. That's south of Frailes, but just couldn't quite get them to bite the baits with the hooks in them. But they're there, and they are moving our way. You know, we're about a week late on them, I'd say. So any day, it could be today.
Could happen. Yeah. Well, that's some good reports. It sounds like some good fishing, you know, springtime. Of course, you got the inshore rooster fish stuff and a lot of good stuff down. And of course, how was the bite last night at Smokey's Cantina? That's what I want to know.
It was great. It, you know, always good. I wanted to tell you, we started, we're going to be putting out a new menu here shortly. We've been doing a lot of taste testing with amigos. We like to do that, you know, put some stuff out there and taste it. But we started smoking baby back ribs and brisket. Boy, we've got some brisket tacos coming and some brisket sandwiches. But as always, The tequila was flowing like leche miel.
Of course, and if you want to go on a great boat, 35 Cabo with a Sea Keeper, Vaquera has some spots available this coming fishing season.
Yeah, we're really starting to book Vaquera up, but of course we got plenty of spots. And if you want to book Vaquera, you can reach me directly at BajaSmokeDog with 2 G's at gmail.com. And, I wanted to mention, you mentioned roosterfish. Yeah, we had a group go out of Vaquera a couple days ago and target them. Yeah, they got a half dozen of them right out there at Punta Colorado, you know. So, yeah, the rooster fishing is good, too. I'm sorry I failed to mention that.
Oh, no worries, man. It's a great report, and you do such a great job. Chris from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina, sure appreciate a fantastic, complete Baja report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, Pete, and have a great time in Montana. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate that
such
very much.
Such a great addition.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
I love
for
it.
Sure. Hey, you have a great text, huh?
I do. There's actually a number of them coming through.
Oh, a bunch of them, huh?
Some really good ones. And this one comes from Darren in Menifee. And it says, good morning, Pete, Corey, and Blaine. The Shimano bait runner is a hero for my parents, kids, and newbie friends I take fishing. Is there a new model or upgrade series coming out soon? And that's for Blaine, right?
There is not, to my knowledge. That's one of those series, kind of like Tiagra, that just keeps going.
If it's not broke,
yeah.
Oh, it's a big feature.
Yeah,
it's such an awesome deal.
I would expect something within a few years, but right now I've not heard of any plans.
All right, very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cole from Escondido. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And it's just more of a comment than a question. But I got started years ago with Shimano because Let's Talk Hookup had trips, and they would bring rod bags full of your rods and reels, and so you got to actually test them out before you went and bought them. I went on a 4-day trip in April on the Shogun, and your group of boys, six of them, some of them from the East Coast, even North Carolina and stuff like that, and guys that I met at the PCS show came out, and they fantastic goodie bags that they gave us and stuff like that, but they brought 70 rods and reels, you know, ocean jiggers, you name it, right? They brought it, all the new stuff, right? And so you got to, and it was all lined up and everything like that, you know. It even had some jigs, right? But you can put your own jigs on it and fish with it and really see. You have your jigging rods and everything like that. What a phenomenal trip. And we caught fish up to 69 pounds were our biggest ones. You know, 45 to 69 pounds. We just rock fishing and stuff like that. But so we really got to test it out. And then even one of your boys lost, well, he didn't lose, but one of the rod reel went overboard, and they were able to grab the line. And so, and, you know, after it got to the knot, they were able to pull it back on board and then wind it up. Sweet. And stuff like that. But,
that's a good thing.
You know, and they fished with it, you know, saved, right? But even after that, he fished with it, right? So even after it took a bath, it worked, you know, perfectly. So tremendous job on all your stuff. But I, you know,
builds into there.
You know,
hey, Blaine, did you go on that plane?
No, I was not on that one. I was out the last time I was out. I guess we're going on two or three years ago, honestly, when we were field testing IMX Pro offshore. I was out there on a sponsored trip.
Yeah.
But
those are those great
Lumis
rods. I love that rod.
Yeah.
Super lightweight,
yeah.
A lot of power. Those things are amazing.
This last trip we had, I want to say, three guys from our Charleston office there, two of which are on the product planning team, so directly responsible for helping us kind of design and bring to market the stuff that you guys are using today.
That's cool. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, I want to, speaking of phone calls, we have a new board op and phone screener, and welcome Chris, who's manning the phones and the board today. Chris, welcome to the Let's Talk Hookup team. We're thrilled to have you. And,
doing an awesome job.
Yeah, he's doing an awesome job. Yeah, we're thrilled to have you here, and appreciate your support and talking to all the people on the phone. Hey, I have a great text here from Brian in San Diego. It says, as an East Coast transplant to San Diego who has been ripped from a coffee grinder, it's great to hear Blake Blaine talk about the effective use of spinning gear. Blaine, if you could recommend the best all-around spinning reel for all offshore West Coast saltwater applications, that would be great. Is there such a thing?
In my mind, there's a couple of choices, and it depends on your budget. I think the absolute best bang for the buck out there, dollar for dollar, is going to be the Saragossa SW series. You can spend a whole lot more money going all the way up to Stella, but features, and just for a reel that is absolutely bulletproof, that Saragossa SW is tough to beat. That's I use those when we first started jigging out here for probably 3 years and could not kill them. That said, if you wanted something that was a little bit lighter, a little bit more refined, you could step up into the Twin Power SW. As far as sizes on either one of those, if you're going to be doing, you know, the tuna jigging or even casting topwaters to any of them, I would probably do a 14,000. You could get away with a 10. But with your depth of water out there and the fact that these fish can really sound on you, you probably want something a little bit larger spool where you can put some heavier line and lean into the fish.
And what would you put on that 14,000?
If I was going to do a 14,000, I'd have no problem doing 80 pound.
Okay. Max Quattro.
You don't. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So the SW, does that mean it has the infinity drive when it says SW?
No. So SW is just simply our designation for saltwater.
Okay.
Not that we make a freshwater version of Saragossa, but we do have in the family of Twin Power, there's three different models, and in Stella we've got two. So the SW is just specifically a saltwater designation.
So that'd be tough. And so what reels in the spinning lineup have the infinity drive?
So going from Stella now, it's really gone down into all the way down through the Stratic. Like everything that we do, the new technology is usually introduced in our flagship stuff. So from Stella, and then as technology improves, we trickle it down into the lower price points. It's kind of like, you know, with Stella, I compare it to like a Formula One car, where we understand it's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to spend that kind of money, but it's our test bed. It represents the very best in materials and technology, the engineering, the very best we can possibly do today. And, you know, all of us in our trucks, our cars, you name it, there's technology in there that years ago got its start in Formula One, whether we're talking ABS, fuel injection, you know, take your pick. It starts at the top, and as it becomes more and more commonplace and better stuff to replace it, it trickles down to everyday usage is what we're seeing with Infinity Drive now.
That's very good information,
good info,
Blaine. And hang tight, Blaine. We're going to take a quick break. We're so honored to have you on the phone today and for our guests and everything going on. And we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove wild bait and tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And you know, Corey, I know Tranks is your thing. You're a Tranks guy, but yeah. Let's talk, now that we have Blaine on the phone, about Talica A. This is a new... How could you improve perfection with Talica? But they did, right, Blaine?
Absolutely. And Infinity Drive is, as we've been talking about all morning, is the big one. But within that also, we now have X-Protect, which is a kind of a proprietary water resistance. There's a coating on there. There's a different construction, a labyrinth construction on where these pieces fit together with a special grease in key areas to keep that water from getting in where you don't want it. But with that and cross-carbon drag system, you've still got the S-Compact body for that palmability. And then the Hagani body that everybody's familiar with.
Yeah, the innovation with the new A series, both 12 available now, and both 12 and 16, truly it makes a great reel even greater. Infinity drive, smaller size, and power to boot. That's Talica. Check it out. Talica A at your local Shimano dealer.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power on board, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having such a fun show, and we've gone through callers, texters, and we have one line open right now, having Blaine Anderson from Shimano on the line. So cool. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. That's your chance right now.
Yeah.
You can text us via the app, and we're giving away a Torium 20HG.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah, great reel by Shimano there. And right now we have David from CCA California San Diego Chapter Online. Big event tonight to talk about. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, Blaine. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Great, great. Super excited to talk about the app, the CCA fundraiser tonight, Apps and Taps, third annual fundraiser. Tell us about it.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great event. Things can continue to roll in. We're looking at a tremendous raffle. It's going to be over upwards of $12,000 worth of raffle prizes. It's our third annual fundraiser for Apps and Taps, supporting CCA California through the San Diego chapter. And to be most importantly announced, we're honoring Frank Lopresti.
That's right? Going to be cool. Yeah, and yep. There's going to be so many people there. I'm going to do the introduction of Frank. I've been working on that diligently. I was practicing on Corey earlier.
Right, right.
Frank is going to be there, and I know Brian Kihara and Tim Ekstrom and Art Taylor. And,
huge part of the industry.
Frank did
has done and continues to do so many incredible things for a lot of people in this fishing industry. And to honor that, you know, he's super humble. And he's like, hey, you know, I don't really like this kind of stuff because I was trying to get some info out of him. But it's going to be the who's who of sport fishing tonight at Apps and Taps. So if you want to join us, you definitely want to get over there. It's 4 p.m., right, David?
4 to 8 p.m., Marina Village and the Baja Room. That's 1936 Quivera Way. We have a tremendous amount of sponsors and food vendors and breweries coming. We got Epic. We have A.L. Smith, Saucy Crew, Coronado Brewing, Burning Beer, Julian Beer, B&S, McElhaney. We're looking at so much. Sushi on the Road, Jeff Roberto has come through on a solid for us this year, man. He's helped us out so much. We appreciate them really giving it to us and helping us out. Captain Dan's Pizzeria.
Oh, Captain Dan's Pizzeria. Happy birthday to Dan. Today's his birthday. And he's cooking pizza on his birthday. Pizza pie.
On his birthday. And if you haven't tried his Caprese Shooters, he's coming through with them today.
Oh, Caprese man. Shooters. And you have ribs, too, right?
We have Firehouse Brews and Cues that are going to come through with the pulled pork. We're going to have Mr. Taco. Also, Calafino Tequila will be there. We're going to be serving also Papa Pilar Rum from donated to us by Bill Boyce. It's looking good. The Salvatons have donated the exquisite desserts.
Don from Woodland Hills coming through with the desserts. Boy, it's going to be a great event, and we'll see you there. It's tonight, this afternoon, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. At Marina Village, which is, if you're at Seaforth, you just kind of go a little bit south. It's kind of that event center, just a little south of Seaforth Sport Fishing.
And I have to add, Pete, it is so easy. It's like you're going to Seaforth. Yeah. It's like the next driveway down.
Yep.
And there's so much parking.
Plenty of parking.
Plenty. Yeah. Easy.
And if you don't have tickets, David, can we buy them at the door?
Yes. Listen, we are nearing capacity, but we still have some room. Show up at the door. You can also buy your tickets at ccacalifornia.org. Go to the events tab, look for the Apps and Taps event, and purchase your tickets there. But please feel free to walk up. Come join us. We got live music by The Spell. We got great stag vendors being popped up there. We're going to have some good music, some good food, and most importantly, we're going to have a good time honoring Franco Press.
And, David, all those brews and all the food and dessert, everything's included in your ticket price?
Everything's included. General admission is a $75 entry, which includes a $40 membership, a one-year membership to CCA.
Wow.
What a crazy deal.
And if you're already a member, you can just add that to your current membership. That's such a great deal, for sure.
So hey, think about it. $35 all you can eat and drink.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for $35 and then you get the CCA. And more importantly, you're promoting CCA that is saving our right to go fishing right here in Southern California and beyond, for sure.
And you can show up tonight and hang out with the whole industry.
Yeah. And Blaine, I know you guys do a lot with CCA back there, all over the country, actually. But you guys have a very strong chapter that back there in Charleston, right?
We do. I'm active on the I'm sitting on the state board on the habitat side, and they do a tremendous job out here with the artificial reefs, both with purchasing tugs and barges as well as making concrete structures, because as we said earlier, right, we can go 30-35 miles offshore and we're still in that 90-foot area, so there's plenty of places to set this stuff up, and it brings everything from bottom fish to cobia to wahoo, you know, you name it. We've got it all going, and CCA does a fantastic job out here as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Hey, David, we'll see you at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Marina Village in Quivera Way in San Diego.
Yes.
And looking forward to Apps and Taps tonight.
Yes, Pete, Corey, thank you guys. We'll see you later.
All right, we'll see you later this afternoon. Appreciate that.
Sounds like such a fun time.
Oh, it's going to be a good time for sure. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Vinny? Vinny calling from Carlsbad. Thanks for joining us this morning. Vinny. Sorry there, Vinny. How about Rob? Rob calling from San Clemente. Good morning, Rob. Are you there?
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, I am here, and I'm so glad to talk to you guys up there. Let's talk hookup. It's good that Corey's here to fill in. Thanks very much. Mr. Ricky.
Yeah,
and
well, Ricky.
I just have some questions.
He'll be back
I got a boat. Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I hope he's not got too many sick kids running around. I know how it is. So, anyhow, my question is, I just repowered a boat down in Oceanside, and we kind of have some older rods on board. We're looking to re-up our game for bluefin and have some spinning reels on board for those people that really don't fish a lot, make it a little easier for them, and something that can really hold a 100-pound or more tuna. And I was recommendations for that, and what kind of rods to match with them.
Blaine?
Yeah, so on the spinning side, if you're going to be targeting bigger fish like that, you don't have to spend a ton of money. I mean, ton of money is relative these days, but like the Saragossa on the spinning side, I think bang for the buck, the Grappler series of rods, especially on the spinning side, is probably what you want to look into.
Great
rod. Yeah, they really are. So they've got our High Power X and Spiral X construction, very light, very powerful. I'm using, for a lot of my grouper and stuff out here, I'm using everything from a 6-foot medium up to the medium heavies, but what you're doing out there, I would probably, if you're going to be getting into tuna on occasion, I would take a look at the 5-6 extra heavy. That's rated for 80-pound Power Pro. And while you may be surprised when you put these rods in your hand, they're going to be very light. You're going to think that there's absolutely no way that a rod that feels like it does in your hand is going to handle a fish like that. I can guarantee you, you're totally fine with it. Very solid construction, if you're going to have inexperienced anglers on there, it's not like a, some of the freshwater rods, high-end NRX stuff that, if you mistreat in any way are going to fail. These things are bulletproof. But I would start by looking at, on the spinning side, the 5-6 extra heavy and go from there.
On the Grappler series.
Correct.
Yeah, on the Grapplers. That's a great series at a, like you say, at a budget, not a budget price, but a very reasonable price for a high quality rod. Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right. Hey, listen, we're going to be right back. We've got fish reports coming back. Your calls, text, and more when we return on Let's Talk Cook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and having a good time.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandstrait Harbor offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safari's family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.